Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, we're back, and it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host, who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade, coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Thursday. Going to be an open forum. You can get some things off your chest, of course. You know, this show is about what I think about things and whatever's on my heart as it develops throughout the day. And today I do have some things that I'm going to impart and give you my handicapping of the political landscape, if you will. And you can add your nickels and dimes in there. Folks, I get a call from Thomas pretty much in the last week or two, every couple of days from Thomas, you know, crazy. Well, we can't call him crazy. We don't know if he's officially crazy. But you put him and crazy in the room, one of them better have on a name tag. But anyway, he called here. He says he's going to come into the studios and debate us. And, of course, Thomas says he was in the same room with me and didn't speak to me. I don't know why he's intimidated by the Radio Strongman. But he didn't speak. He cowered in the corner. And, just letting you know, son, nothing's going to happen to you. Yeah, I've been known to smack somebody every now and then, but that was before I rededicated my life to Christ. Now I might just throw a sharp elbow in your throat. But the point's the same. You need to calm down. Don't get your cap peeled back up in here. But no, Thomas said he's going to come in there, so we got Flora PD on the lookout. I gave him a description, so... He might be able to weave through the roadblocks that we've set up to catch him. But in the meantime, that's what he did ask me, was I going to have him arrested? No, I'm not going to have you arrested. Folks, I welcome the debate. And you know the reason why, because the things that I believe and you hear me say, I'm correct about. Not I'm correct. I'm correct about the things you hear me say. And that's where many people just have a problem, and I understand. And that's one of the things I observed years ago. Many people don't like people who are sure-footed. They didn't like Ali. They didn't like Trump. They don't like strongman. And that ain't a matter I'm trying to flex or floss. I just believe what I believe. And time has borne witness enough where I say, okay, I can stand on this. When you get that gut instinct about something, when I first saw Fauci, I knew. First thing came to my mind, I said, that's Yacoub. That's Yacoub, the big head scientist. Turned out everything 1,000% correct about that man. But enough of that. We want to remind you our hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutter. You can still get an estimate if you've had wind damage from that storm that came through Monday. We've had some high winds. It was really blowing high on Monday. It really was. And the power lines went out, power went out a couple times there. And so if you think you've had roof damage, and you need a professional to look at. And, you know, that's one of the things that the House bill that was proposed by Senator Turner Ford, I believe, up there in out of Columbus, Starkville area, you will not be able to seek the counsel of professionals, i.e. a roofer, when I guess, not, well, what's the proper word? Processing an insurance claim for your roof or other, I guess any insurance claim, because I don't know why it would be just restricted to roofing. Because if it is restricted to roofing, then it's just a matter of time until it goes to everything else. Because these things are done in increments, but that's another show. So our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters wanted to advise everyone, and they came in about a week or so ago and gave us the straight skinny on what was going on with that from their perspective. And so just keep your head on swivel. You don't want your ability to get good results and service abridged by somebody who has a financial interest, one party to the contract, basically using the legislature to kind of give them a finger on the scale. We don't want that. Let us do right by our fellow minds. All right, folks, it is an open forum. People continue to be upset with our beloved President Donald J. Trump because he continues to win. Many of you don't realize when the courts ruled the other day that he only had to put up $175 million, which he had in pocket change. He pulled out bands of million-dollar bills that he had in his pocket. And they said, no, 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 Mr. President, you ain't even got to put the money up here. Put it in your account and just tell us you good. And that's all he had to do. Then the court stayed everything they was trying to do with the judge's ruling from Judge Ergeron. Man, I tell you what, with all due respect, Democrats, y'all got some weird people on your team. Where do you get these people? I was going to say Starbucks or Whole Foods, but that would be too harsh because I know some good people at both of them. So, but the real deal is Ergeron and then this guy that's prosecuting Trump up there in Manhattan, Merchant. You talking about looking light in the loafers. That's him. But again, you know, they got a big tent over there in the Democrat Party. And it seems to be full of weirdos. And I know, you know, that's not politically correct, but that's why I said it. Me and Clay gets under their skins. Jameson is a little bit more diplomatic than Clay and I, but he says that we're scripturally bound. Speaking of scripturally bound, you know, we got a call on yesterday from one of our listeners who ID'd Barber Mike at Barnes & Noble, who was chagrined, shamed. Folks, he was depressed at the fact that Donald J. Trump had escaped the clutches of all the lies that had been told and repeated by Barber Mike. So Barber Mike went over to Barnes & Noble and bought Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, so he could get in on some of that favor. And unbeknownst to me, I said, when I left here yesterday, I said, I'm going to be over by Barnes & Noble. I got to go down Highland County Parkway. I swung through there. So I asked the clerk, I said, clerk, do you have any Donald Trump's books, particularly The Art of the Deal? He said, Radio Strongman, I recognize your voice. No, we don't. The last book was sold a couple hours ago. In fact, he pointed to the cash register and there was a Bible on wheels over there. And it had the sensational Barber Mike written on. I said, that's Barber Mike's Bible. You know, it's one of them big coffee table Bibles. I think he thinks the size of the Bible shows his bona fides or something. I don't know. I said, well, what you doing with Barber Mike's Bible? Well, he came to get the book. He got up to the counter. He was a few pesos short. And so he asked me, look, I'm going to let you hold my Bible. I ain't got it today, but I'm going to hit a lick this Sunday because it's Easter. Everybody coming to church. I'm going to have more money. I'm going to give you a tip, son. If you just let me take The Art of the Deal. And I'm thinking, the man left his Bible for a Donald Trump book? And I thought about it. He had intimated in ways that I discerned from reading between the lines that Jesus may have had some slow pays in his book, in Mike's opinion. So he knew Donald Trump had got paid in full, papered up. So he got the art of the deal and turned in the gospel. Come on, Mike. Man, you talking about flaky and shaky. What are you, Hungry Jack Barber, Mike? Come on, bro. So I told the late, look, this is what I'm going to do. How much he owe? I got him. I'm spotting him. So I have in my possession Barbara Mike's coffee table Bible on wheels. Folks, it's got to be 50 pounds. He got it on one of them tourister luggage rack things that you pull through the airport. So I was trying to go through it. I thought I'd just thumb through the pages and see, you know, just where his head was at on the, you know, what kind of notes he may have made in the margins. And all I could see was, more money, more money, more money. I said, dollar sign, bro? But again, it could be a cold, you know? I mean, he may be speaking, writing in tongues. Just that every tongue looked like a dollar sign to me. But Mike, look, you ain't got to worry about it. I covered you over there, dog. Keep the book. Be blessed. It's on me. I will return your Bible wherever, you know, you're throwing up your tent at. Let me know. I'm coming. I'll bring it to you. I know you're going to need it for Sunday. Of course, you should have the Sunday sermon memorized by now. You've been at it 54 years. And now I'm hearing from my friends over at the Korean wig store, Miss Kim, that a fella came in there asking, did they have a Donald Trump wig? I said, well, what did he look like? And she described him, and I said, that sounds like my friend. So I really want to know where he's going to be at this Sunday, because I got the feeling that he's going to show up to church with a Donald Trump wig on, preaching prosperity gospel, the art of the deal. But brother, on Sunday, you preach the death, burial, and resurrection. He said, I'm going to tie it all together. More money, more money, more money. I guess he's going to break out the grill now, because, you know, Mike wears a grill, a gold grill. He got Mike written in the grill. Mike! Look, bro, I kept trying to tell you to pull up, man. But I understand if you can't beat him, join him. So I don't know if he's officially gone Trumpeteer, if he's ride or die like the strong man. But I do know he's been studying the book for the last 24 hours. I wish you well, bro. But, you know, I would humbly suggest to you, don't abandon the commission. Donald Trump's a great guy. And he's up there in the pantheon of great guys. But don't abandon. Look, now you need back to church Wednesday more than ever. So we're going to see how it's going to turn out, the saga of Barber Mike and the art of the deal. So for those of you in his church Sunday, give us an update, because, you know, I still ain't got a street address for this brother. He told me I could find him in the cloud on Facebook and social media and everything like that. So we'll scour. I'm going to put a crawler out there and see if I can't find him. But look, I got your Bible. And, man, you're going to look a hot mess in that. You're going to look like a Black Joy Reid with that blonde wig on, though, bro. Real talk. But, hey, man, I know you got to do what you got to do. This is the twofold. Trump putting pressure on you players out there. Y'all done talked about the man, talked about what he was and was not, how many businesses that went bankrupt. This one here, he hit a lick on this one. If he was playing the roulette table, oh, I shouldn't even say that, Mike. No, Mike, don't go to the casino, dog. Hold up, man. Pull up, bro. Your bride, get him. I'm telling you, they're getting desperate out there, folks. These folks got these mega churches, and folks getting a little sketchy on the tithes and the offerings. And then Donald Trump done hit this lick with social media, truth media, or whatever it is, truth social. I can see it now. Mike coming up with his social media platform. Well, what are we going to do? I told y'all don't bet against this man. But you know what? This will be an opportunity for Donut Head and Snowball. Y'all could go to church over there with Barbara Mike and get you some religion, get you some little prosperity thing going on there. Of course, it didn't catch with Donut Head the first couple of times they tried it with him. They soaked that boy for like 24 hours in anointing oil and then dipped him again in the water. And he's still out there running wild, looking crazy. But anyway, they still my friends. But Barbara Mike, man, who loves you? Radio Strongman. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. All right, Barbara Mike is blowing up my phone, folks. He's sending me all sorts of emojis, balled up fist, arm and hammer arm and all that. He's, bruh, I'm just having a little fun, bruh. I told you don't go out there on that limb like that, but no, wouldn't listen to the strong man. You listen to the wrong man. You listen to yourself. Anyway, before we get back to today's show, I want to remind you, real estate agent extraordinaire, my friend, Rita Results Jensen. Folks, you've heard about the turmoil in the real estate industry, and you don't know what all that means and yada. Folks, go with the people who can assure you through years of experience they got it handled. That would be Rita Results Jensen. That's right, Rita Jensen, three decades in the business, knows real estate backwards and forwards, up and down, sideways. So don't worry about buyer's agent, seller's agent. She's your agent. Give Rita a call, 601-720-4037. If you go with the experience, you can't go wrong. And Rita has the experience. Not only that, she has the results. I tell people, hey, if you list your home with Rita, be prepared to move. Don't be half-hearted about it. You hiring someone who gets results. And she puts the marketing muscle, she puts the time and effort and the know-how into getting the job did. So call Rita, 720-4037, or online, RitaJensen.net. Don't worry about the changes you hear in the industry. Go with the pros. Go with the folks who know what they're doing. And Rita Jensen is such an agent, broker, if you will. So check her out, RitaJensen.net. And while I'm speaking of agencies and agents, Tom Smith Land and Homes, Hopper Property, Saxton over there at Hopper and Brooke Witcher, Dr. Witcher's wife, she's over there. Folks, here's the deal with the turmoil that you're hearing about in the industry. Go with the people who you hear advertising. They're the ones who are out there make, look, the extraordinary professionals are the ones who's going to be surviving, okay? The marginal ones are going to have a tough go of it. Not to say there aren't good marginal ones out there or people who don't do a lot of advertising. They're just not as good as the ones you just heard me name. Rita, Tom Smith Land and Homes, his agency, and Hopper Properties. They're getting the job done. They have paid the cost to be the boss. There's a reason why you have top-tier agents, because they put that work in. So when you're thinking about listing, selling, buying, just go with the names you hear here, W-Y-A-B, and you can't go wrong. Real talk now. Real talk. I'm telling you, I was going to make mention just in passing. I just didn't know when I was going to do it, but Realtors Association, they can talk all they look, I was with the phone company when they broke up. When the lawsuit was going on and when they broke up. Okay? And what I saw from my vantage point on that particular totem pole was the senior executives in these organizations basically just picking the company apart, taking off certain divisions. And, I mean, they were legitimate contracts back with the original entity, but at the end of the day, that's what they're doing. The Association of Realtors is going to be broken up. This lawsuit that they're settling doesn't settle everything that's wrong with the Association of Realtors the way they were structured. And the insurance industry understands that because they've had to sit down and really read, well, what does this stuff say? Like I had to. And I'm telling you now. I mean, it doesn't mean that your local agent still won't be able to do what he does. Rita will still be just as good as she's been for the last 3 decades. Tom Smith will be just as good as he's been for the last 20 years. And Hopper Properties will be just as good as they've been in the last 10 years. The bottom line is that it's changing and you need someone who's not changing, who can stand stout, who have paid the price. So don't be nervous. This whole thing about buyer agencies and you having to pay for your agents. Let me just tell you this here. See, many people think that a buyer's agent, that's the agent who rides you around, opens up the houses for you or meet you at the house and all that. They think they don't earn their money. Oh, yes, they do. On the average house, an agent spends anywhere between 80 and 100 hours on that one house, on that one buyer. And then if they showed you multiple houses, the hours go up. In states where they have real, like in the state of California, their seller's disclosure statement is 121 pages long. Yes, the agent sits down and has to go over every seller's disclosure for every house that they're interested in. That there could take 5 or 6 hours. They earn the money. So I'm just telling you, just keep in mind, go with the names that you know. I'm not saying not to give these young Turks an opportunity. But, you know, they got to pay the young Turks' price. I mean, there's no other way you get time in other than putting time in. All right? So who do we got, Carol? We got Carol. Hey, Carol.
Hey. Kim.
Carol, how you doing?
Kim, I thought about you last night. I know nothing about real estate, but I've been listening to your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you, well, you might not be off. Well, you're probably not home yet. But last night on the news hour, mm-hmm, on our local PBS station, it's 1 hour. Now, it comes on 7 here.
Right.
You know, in Chattanooga. So it might come on at 7, your all's time. And maybe you are home by then. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, at the end of their broadcast, there was a segment dedicated to this topic,
mm-hmm,
about new rules and laws or whatever,
right,
concerning the very same issues that you've been talking about. You might find it interesting if you can go back and listen to that segment and see if their commentary means anything to you as a real estate person.
I will. I think you can just pull them up online. So that would be PBS Tennessee. Like I said, TPBS, because it's MPBS up here. Yeah. I will do that because, you know, it's all about information. The bottom line is it really isn't the realtors. Well, I guess on one hand, it is the Realtors Association's fault. It's actually the multiple listing service. And anywhere you got money being made and it's easy money, there's somebody who's going to continue to push the envelope. And that's pretty much what has happened here. And, you know, people just got to study the board to be successful now.
Well, a lot of the things that I've heard you talk about, I usually would not pay attention to that segment,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, I have other things that I'm listening to on the Internet. But because of what I've been hearing you say, I did go ahead and didn't put it on mute, and I listened to it. You know, I never have dealt with real estate agents more than maybe 3 times.
Right.
And that's been, you know, quite some time ago. Some here in Tennessee and a couple there in Hinds County.
Right.
But anyway, you might want to go back and listen to that and see if it negates or verifies your beliefs about what's going on, Kim.
Okay. Well, look, I appreciate that heads up. Information is what we traffic in here. That's how we make a living.
Okay, and happy Easter, Kim.
Happy Easter, precious. Take care. Our good friend Carol up there in Chattanooga. But no, folks, there's no need to be alarmed per se. Again, all the courts is saying is that you cannot, And most real estate agents, if they would be honest, the courses you've taken, even under old Joe Ushery, when they get to the portion where they talk about commissions, well, you can't discuss commissions with another agent, don't they? You remember that, right? Every agent remembers that. So why wouldn't the MLS know not to do that? When they move, and I wrote the Justice Department on this, that's why they took it out of it, out of the Code of Ethics. They used to have in the Code of Ethics, you can let a non-realtor, which is basically a non-union member, a non-realtor see the house you have listed, but you don't have to pay them any money. First of all, they ain't none of the MLS or the Realtors Association's business. They don't need to discuss commission, whether it's 0 or 1% or 1,000%. And they did it anyway. They did it because they had what they call regulatory capture. The Realtors Association, I know here in Mississippi, they meet at the Real Estate Commission's monthly meeting an hour before the commission meeting is held. Because when they were crucifying your host, I got there early. I'm sitting outside in the waiting room for 8 o'clock to get here. 8 o'clock, the door open up. All these realtors sitting in there, the ones who were persecuting me. And then they hold the meeting, the hearing against me. And I said, well, what the hell was y'all talking about? Oh, yeah, we were just sharing pizza recipes. Lying dogs. And don't deny it because I got it in the email. Anything, I tell y'all what, and we're going to take a break here. Anything you ever heard me say about real estate agents, Joe Ushery, Robert Prater, or anybody else I name, when you see Joe Ushery, say, Joe, under what rule and regulation of the Multiple Listing Service or the Association of Realtors for Jackson, CMR, JR, whatever you want to call it, was Kim prosecuted under? You know what she's going to say? Nothing. You know what she's going to point to? Nothing. Ask Robert Prater. Mr. Prater, under what section of the real estate code was Kim Wade prosecuted for, and how does it correlate back to the Realtors Association and the MLS? You know what, Robert? You know, I told you they destroyed the audio of what the hearing actually was said in the hearing, and then they wrote it up the way they wanted. Robert Prater wrote me up and got the commission to agree to in their findings, and the commission didn't know they had done this because they changed it, that I had violated the zip forms. I didn't have proper use of the zip form. I bought those zip forms. Those zip forms are good for a year. I own those zip forms. Whether I sell real estate or not, they're mine for a year. How's the commission going to be doing disciplinary action for a private organization? Robert Prater, and what he did was corrupt. Ask him. Say, Robert, bring us a copy of that order that you guys got against Kim Wade. And then I'll give you the transcript and match it up. I had a lawyer look. He said, this order has nothing to do with the transcript. And the transcript has nothing to do with the order. They're crooked, I'm telling you. Let's take a break. Oh, ask them. Tell them I said ask them. And I'm going to tell you now, they ain't going to show you nothing. Because they can't. And to the brokers out there who think I'll be over the top, those of you sat on the board, why didn't you ask questions? When they told you that Kim Wade was never a realtor and you've been knowing me for 3 decades as a real estate agent, you didn't say, well, wait a minute now. I'm talking about Debbie. I'm talking about Ann Pruitt. I'm talking about, what's my friend? Harriet Exposé, Lee Garland. Can't think of her name. Used to work at FedEx with, what was her name? But anyway, ask them. They knew when Joe Ushery told them Kim Wade was never a member. So this is where integrity comes from. But everybody's just so afraid of the Realtors Association, they wouldn't even do right. Let's take a break. All right, folks, Easter's coming up. We wish you all a happy Easter. Let's go to Mobile Bob. What's up, my friend?
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, Barbara Mike.
You been...
Go ahead. Huh? I was going to say, Barbara Mike is Looks like he's changing his script. He has turned the Bible in for the art of the deal, so he's going to weave that into the Easter story this weekend. More money, more money, more money. More money, Mike. Money, Mike.
Well, my advice investment in DJT in the technology is still going up. I don't have a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing pretty good on it.
And the thing,
all my money in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it is, I was listening to one of the TikTok folks talking about Trump's media thing being a scam. I said, well, if every Trump supporter, and there's got to be at least 60-something million of them, buy one share, then he's papered up. If 6 million of them, he's still got the money he needs to do whatever he needs to do. So we're laughing.
I see this as a campaign contribution
that he can control and not have to deal with the FEC. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Exactly. That was about like $300 worth, but okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's $300 he can use the way he sees fit. Not to mention offset some of this scam, his legal fees for all the scams they're putting, they're harping on him.
That's right. That's right.
I am tempted to send money to the RNC now. You know, I think I might actually do that. I've been tempted to send money to the RNC in forever.
Well, it's under the control of Trumpsters, MAGA. So, MAGA's got the hooks in there. Of course, you still got the board that votes. But Trump's, again, they're moving in the right direction. We have to acknowledge and try to reward that as they do good, do better.
Exactly. They're promoting Laura Trump. She might as well be the head of the RNC. Because
mm-hmm.
she's the face of it. And as we all know, MAGA likes Laura Trump. Unlike the lady who can't keep a job, mm-hmm. the lady who just got fired and can't keep a job anywhere anymore. that they're going to actually try to win. Because the Trump family tries to win. They play to win. Republicans happen to be Washington generals to the Democrats in deep state, Karl Lowtrotter. And that's why they don't like Trump. Oh, these guys will come out here and try to win. He's going to do that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We're number two. We're number two. What is he doing?
One thing I called about was I saw a few images of that Caleb Williams. He's the first in the quarterback pick in the NFL draft, maybe. But the guy's been seen around wearing dresses. And the other day he was seen with pink fingernail polish, carrying a pink phone. With some awfully shiny lip gloss on his face, on his lips, which is all a telltale sign of things. Are you trying to make yourself undraftable? So where when they don't draft you between racism or whatever?
Well, you got to listen to Jason Whitlock talk about it. Him and I forgot the other guy's name. Fellas out there, look. I don't know who's talking you into it, or you think it's chick bait or something like that, or, because the gay guys in school, they did get to hang out with all the girls, the pretty girls and all that kind of, but bruh, that's a bridge too far for the strong man. I'm sorry. I'll try the old Budweiser a routine in a number two churches. See how that works for a brother.
My favorite team is the Steelers, and I like a few others. They draft this clown No, there's no way he's not gonna make a team better. He do that kind of crap. When Cam Newton, when he started dressing all the Cam hair all wild mm-hmm. and dressing like a nut, that's when his game dropped down and went, all right, man, you're not serious. And his game fell off a cliff. Quarterbacks can't get away with like Caleb Williams in any part of the field, but quarterback in particular. That has to be the level head on the field when everybody's losing their heads. Mm-hmm. And that mindset carries over into their, at least the way they dress.
Yeah.
And to their personal life. Quarterback, those are the guys you see in commercials and whatnot, looking like the level headed, every man.
That's right.
It's not the wide receivers can be flamboyant and somewhat get away with it. They can only do that for so long, too.
Right.
Before that starts to get old. It's the Jerry Rices and the world that ends up being all-time greats. Not the Shannon, not the Shannon Sharp, pretty good. But not the Ocho Cincos and all them.
Right.
So, you're not gonna make a team better. And whoever drafts you, because John himself being wokey woke, is gonna catch it.
Yeah, and you know, the only person who's successfully pulled off that antics has been Dennis Rodman. I mean, Dennis floats in and out of every arena and lifestyle and setting, and he just looked normal wherever the hell he is. Of course, I don't want to be half the places that he ends up, but yeah, he's the only one who's done it. Huh?
But he was never the leader of the team.
Right, he was never the leader. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and he made his contribution. Yeah. He did the weird stuff, but I don't know, man. I like I said, likes, clicks, and dollar bills, brother.
Yeah, so again, it's another down that slippery slope of demasculation of men, and that's another thing. So that's another thing media promoting, especially black men. They're so bound in the term of demasculized men, and particularly black men, it's just every chance they get. And this is going to be another opportunity for him. So he'll be one of my least favorite players if he makes it about his team.
Well, and you know, matter of fact, on the Jason Whitlock podcast dealing with this, Caleb Williams, I forgot the other guy's name that was on there with him. He's saying basically sports itself is going away with this foolishness. If they would just stick to the basic, and he was talking about, you know, the NFL doing away with certain tackles and hits and things. He said it's not fun anymore. You know, if we want to watch touch football, I guess we'll watch the women's league, I guess.
It was close to being irrelevant during that BLM movement when they got way too – the NBA got burned by it. Now they burned torch a lot of their fans. And the NFL was dangerously close. They backed away enough to keep from losing their fan the way the NBA did, but they were close. And now they keep going down this route with Caleb Williams. It's, all right, guys, you can do this if you want, but they're up for your price to pay.
Well, it's just a matter of time before they demand the fans come to the stadium like that, you know. Pink finger. can't get all right. In. All right, brother, we appreciate it, man. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right. Hey, I might want to remind you, you might want to stock up on the Tom's Fried Pies. Obviously, they'll be closed for Easter. And you might want to get some pies for if you're going to have folks over. If you headed down 49 South, headed to Grandma's house, or headed back to the country, people like to go home for Easter to the home church. Stop by Highway 49 South there, south of Kroger's, right across from the Walgreens. Tom's Fried Pies, fruit or meat pies, dinner. It's all in one right there at Tom's Fried Pies. All right, folks. Look, at the end of the day, you and I need to force feed some sanity back to these people by standing on what we know to be right and true without apologizing. Now, Clay Edwards was talking this morning, and I just happened to see something here. He was talking about this doctor over at UMC who did this study. She's been hired by the dubious Dr. Dobbs. Now, this woman has done a study linking breast cancer to mortgage redlining. Folks, mortgage redlining is not happening, okay? That is not happening. It happened, but to the extent that it's happening now, it's being done by politicians, and particularly black politicians, who don't want the areas that they serve to benefit from anything white conservatives, business owners, etc. bring to the table unless they get their cut. And as a result, many blacks and many poor communities don't get their share of housing development because of that. And yet all black people can do, like in the case of this doctor, this is a bogus study, doc, with all due respect. You cannot make that correlation. And Dr. Dobbs is on this website, UMC's website, praising this study. Folks, I'm telling you, Many people just do not understand the real estate industry. The appraisers in the real estate industry are being vilified for no reason at all. There's a comment I want to make about that, because about that lawsuit where the people won because they said they had to take their pictures down in order to get their house sold. Let me tell you something from a real estate agent standpoint when we come back.
You spent 100 years trying to keep black people down. Now it's caught up with you, son. And now you're on this radio station crying like a note.
All right, folks, we are back, and it is Thursday. And Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter is the sponsor of the hotline, 879-0002. All right, folks, if you had wind damage or you think you, just let me get it checked out by our professionals. We'll call Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter, and they will come out and take a look at it and give you their professional opinion of the status of your roof. 601-326-2755. 601-326-2755. All right, folks. And by the way, Eddie Coleman, who was here with a couple weeks ago from Complete Exteriors, he has over 20 years experience in the insurance business, so he knows both sides. So Complete Exteriors is a good company to call to get the straight skinny on what needs to be done with your roof. 326-2755, Erico 601. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. Before we get to it, I want to remind you, Tom's, Two Gun Tactical. They're also in Rankin County. Soon they'll be coming to Madison County. At 667 Casey Lane is the original location. If you want to stop by there this Saturday and get you some gun range time in, this is a great opportunity to do it. The weather's shaping up. Looks like we'll have some dry days. And now's the time to get you some training in. Also, pick up some ammo, purchase your new firearm. This is a great time to be alive in America. And if you want to stay alive, you need to be strapped down. Things are getting crazy. Democrat kids are running amok in this country. And, of course, you don't want to be caught short, or as they say in the hood, don't get caught lacking the necessities of life, like a firearm. So twoguntactical.com is the web presence. There you can go and schedule your coursework. They got classes throughout the month, and they go on throughout the year. They have beginner's classes. You can get your CCW. You can get your enhanced CCW. All that can be done. They'll tell you what the ins and outs. They also advise you not just on how to shoot, when to shoot. Folks, that's so important. So if you're going to be spending time getting the training, make sure you're getting the training, because every training class that you get doesn't necessarily require you going to the range or handling firearms. You need to find out the psychology of handling the firearm, having a firearm on you. Because, you know, having a gun on your person's, it actually changes the way you look at things, the way you feel, the way you see things. And to some folks who might be already, let's just say, feeling froggy, give you a false sense of security or comfort. So you need to know your limitations, what you can and can't do with a gun. You know, they always suggest that you practice unholstering that gun, pulling that gun out, getting it level aimed. Not necessarily firing, but just getting it out and getting it on target. Because at the end of the day, when that pressure comes, and that's one of the reasons why the simulator is also good. You know, after you get done so many courses or so much range time, go in there on that simulator. That'll humble you, because, you know, shooting that target can make you feel like you're Superman. But you go out there at that simulator and you end up shooting up a bunch of civilians, then you'd be looking crazy. Whew, I really blew it on that. Well, no, you won't just be blowing it. You'll be headed to jail. So just keep that in mind. TwoGunTactical.com. This weekend, all day, every day but Sunday and Monday, I believe. So they will be open. So Sunday, they'll be Easter, they'll be closed. Normally, they'll be open from 1 to 6, I believe it is. 1 to 5, 1 to 6. So, again, put them on your to-do list. And the new location, when they get it open at Lake Harbor 51, we will keep you posted. All right, just and then we'll move on from that. And that is, you heard about the lawsuit that got settled where the black couple said that the appraisers discriminated against them because their home was appraised less, and it was only because they were a black couple and they had black artifacts up on the walls, black pictures of the family, and, you know, those were African bongo drums, and then they had Thomas under glass on the mantelpiece, because you cannot leave that Negro in your house alone. I'm telling you, you don't want, I know, figurine or not, don't take any chances. If you got Thomas as a figurine, a bobblehead, put him under glass, that heavy glass, too. You might want to nail the glass down. But the couple contended that they were applying, I believe, for a refinance loan or a refinance loan, I believe it was, because they weren't moving. They were already in the house. No, they were selling their home, and the appraiser came out to do the loan, do the appraisal for the loan company for the buyers, and the appraisal came in less, which occasionally it happens. It happens to all agents in the course of their career. It happens. The numbers don't add up. So they screened discrimination. They asked for a reevaluation, which you can do. The lenders sent someone else out there. The couple was advised, and I don't recall who they were advised by, whether it was their agent or someone else, to take down the pictures off the wall of their family because the family were blacks. The appraisal came back in at the price that they wanted. They sued and said it was discriminatory because the appraisal came in after they took the pictures down. Let me just say this about folks. It is not uncommon. When you hear an agent say, we guarantee the seller your home, you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you these are not that you have to take necessarily pictures down, but they'll tell you the things that in their years of experience that you would probably need to do to get that house sold. There have been instances where you go into a house and you can tell the man designed the house. They got deer mounting antlers and everything, and wild animals stuffed all over, all everything's painted brown, wood, cedar. And the agent's going to say, look, you're narrowing the number of people going to want this house down to about 4. And most men don't make the decision to buy a house. Most men let the wife pick the house out and they just go along signing the papers. Or in most cases, is women buying houses on their own. So it's not uncommon for you to get that kind of advice. Hey, you're probably going to need to take down all these deer antlers and stuff around here. And don't make it so like a man cave, the whole house. You got deer antlers in the bathroom with toilet paper rolls hanging on it. You may think it was pretty cool. Look, I got 12 rolls. I'll never be out of toilet paper. Nobody want that crap. So for them to tell you to take the pictures down, that is not uncommon. When they stage houses, you don't see them putting pictures up of people. They put artwork up. This is just they push the narrative that appraisers and appraisals are racist. They're not racist. Now, when they got the first appraisal and they went through all the rigmarole of asking for a reconsideration and all that, do you know how many houses could have closed in between there? And your house, the houses that, for instance, we're at the end of the month. Houses are going to be closing today, tomorrow, and on Monday. Those houses that are closed go into the MLS and then to the appraiser's database, and they drive up or down the appraisals going forward. So when they say, oh, now my house is worth that much, yeah, could it be that somebody came in and paid and brought everybody's numbers up for that neighborhood? So what they're saying is racial discrimination ain't that. I'm telling you, the courts do not understand real estate. They do not. They think that because they're lawyers and been to law school and they can practice real estate without a license, without a real estate license, that they know it. They don't know it. It's not that they can't know it. They just don't. That's why I tell the lawyers out there who are thinking about suing the Realtors Association, talk with me. I done sat down and read this stuff. I had to. You know what? They forced me to. That's why I saw the pattern what the Realtors Association across the country had been doing. They do one thing that would have them in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act, but they'll stop it one day short of the three-year mark so that they would not get counted as a pattern of antitrust behavior. Or they would move it from the MLS to the Code of Ethics, from the Code of Ethics to the Association of Realtors locally, or the Association of Realtors on the state level, or on the national level. I saw the pattern. Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Mr. Wade.
Here's the thing, John. So you got enough alcohol in you now, son?
Mr. Wade.
You had a hard week, brother. What about the L's? L's, L's, the losses, brother.
Mr. Wade, let's talk facts with this real estate thing you're talking here, Mr. Wade. You're saying just because the folks, you're saying because they took the pictures down that identified whom owned the property or who was selling the property, and when they took it down, all of a sudden it came in higher. Now, let's be honest. So what they were saying is the appraiser walked in and appraised the house based on it being owned by an African-American from their perspective. And they believed they were lowballed because of their race, because he saw their pictures. And then when they asked for a reconsideration, and another appraiser showed up, and they didn't have a picture.
A black appraiser.
Ethnicity,
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Owned the property, or race owned the property, then they got the offer that they thought they should have received based on similar houses in the neighborhood, similar comps in the neighborhood. So let's be honest. If when you appraise a house, it's appraised for the most part based on similar houses, similarly situated, similar comps. And when I say similar comps, similarly situated, in good repair for the most part, it looks like the house next door or the house on the other side of it in the neighborhood. They may have had a case there, because that does seem a little bit weird that they came back with an increase in value from an appraiser. And that's not to say that institutional discrimination in housing doesn't exist.
It does not exist.
Well, it doesn't exist.
It really doesn't.
Well, let me explain something to you. I will say this. There was a time when you could pull up the data and you could see that there was discrimination in the real estate market based on how houses were appraised.
The discrimination now is coming from black politicians who, look, this is verifiable. They do not allow certain type of development to take place. Just like it's been known that to do business in the city of Jackson, it's routinely that you'll be asked, well, what's your head count? And when I say head, I'm talking about how many Negroes you're running over there at that company.
Okay, Mr. Wade, let's clarify something. When you ask that, what you're talking about is federal government or federal employment initiatives such as diversity, equity, and inclusion, if you want to call it, or affirmative action. But the bottom line is, these are federal guidelines when you talk about federal monies, Mr. Wade. This is federal guidelines. So if you're getting federal money.
Just because it's federal guidelines doesn't mean that discrimination exists. I'm telling you how it works. The fact that they got a different appraisal, they could have got a different appraisal if they had just said, you know what, I'm going to order my own appraisal to see what it comes in at as compared to the appraisal that we're questioning. They still would have got a different number.
But here's the problem, Mr. Wade.
If they had to call the next day and ordered a third appraisal, they still would have got a different number.
But here's where the construct is different. The buyer ordered the appraisal.
No, the buyer's bank ordered the appraisal. Okay, the seller pays for the appraisal.
Okay. The bottom line is this. The buyer got a better deal from, I guess the bank got a better appraisal for some strange reason. And then when you get a reconsideration and you don't have the pictures up, all of a sudden they get a better.
They could also say, well, you know what? You had the drapes open that day, and you didn't have them open the first day. There's so many intangibles that they're hanging their legal hat on that I don't think should be considered.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sure you've had appraisals done. What is an appraisal? What are they looking at? They're looking at the guts of the property? They're looking at the structure? That's what they're looking at.
No, listen. See, what many people, when they say, well, you know, if my house was over in Pearl or over in Clinton, it'd be worth X number of dollars. Yeah, if it was, it's not. The bricks, yes, they cost the same. The 2x4s cost the same if they were built in the same time period, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. The problem is you got too many pookies walking up and down the street acting like they crazy, looking menacing, throwing trash down, making the entryway to your neighborhood look like trash. And when you try to tell people, hey, you know what? If we don't do this here, everybody's property values could come up. No, rather than us getting our crap together, we want to scream to everybody that it's discrimination. And I'm just saying, listen to me. This is a very short-sighted approach to economic development. If we would quit screaming racism and just pick up the damn trash.
Okay, let me clarify something for you, Mr. Wade, and I want you to listen to me.
Oh, I'm listening, sir.
What is the percentage of renters in Jackson, Mississippi? What is the percentage? There are more renters than there are homeowners.
That's what they say. I think it's probably about
40%. That is the truth.
What are you basing it on? Did you hear it from me?
I'm going to tell you what. You are on here promoting people that go out and buy a lot of distressed properties, and what do? They rent them. They don't sell them.
You don't know what they do with them, sir.
Mr. Wade, you're talking to somebody who dabbles in the business.
No, you dabble in the business of BS, sir.
No, Mr. Wade, what I'm telling you is to make money.
Hold your thought. We're going to take a break. I'm going to give you a chance to get your lies together. Okay. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and I want to remind you, Two Gun Tactical this weekend, folks, put it down, things to do. And also, if you're out furniture shopping, don't forget Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery in Clinton, right next to Nukes, open to 6 this evening, 6 tomorrow evening, well, maybe not on Good Friday, but again, 24 hours on the web, though, Lewis Furniture Store, lewisfurniturestore.com. All right, let's go back to John as he pontificate. Go ahead, John. Now, you say you are a baller, real estate baller.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mr. Wade. Neighborhoods are destroyed in Jackson because people sold their houses. And when they sold their houses, they either rented them, they allow people to rent to buy them and turn them into rental properties, or some people moved away and basically turned their property into a rental property. And here's the sad part about it. When you rent properties, unfortunately, all you want to do is turn a profit, Mr. Wade. You don't care about the neighborhood because you don't live there.
So you're an expert on everybody who owns property now. Okay, go ahead.
I can tell you this.
Is that what you do, John? Is that why you ride around in your Land Rover looking down on your nose at the renters that you collect money like Snidely Whiplash tying people to the railroad tracks?
What I'm telling you is you allow these companies to come in and buy up all these houses, and all they do is destroy the neighborhood because that's what they want to do. They want everybody to move out so they can turn it into rental property because that's how they make their money, Mr. Wade. They do this. And then what they do, they bundle these properties up, and then they sell them again, you know, and that's the name of the game.
Wait a minute. So these houses that they're selling are sitting there, they buy them, they put people in it, the house all of a sudden just destroys itself because there's renters in there, and all the guy wants is money.
That's what happened.
So in other words, the renters themselves are pure as the driven snow. their values of life and everything like that actually enhances the problem. It's when the landlord purchased the property, it's when it goes bad.
That's called absentee landlord. Just pay me the money. Spend it however you pay me.
Well, let me ask you, are you that type of landlord?
No, sir. No,
so
sir.
If we went to look at one of your properties today, you could be proud.
No,
let me ask you this here.
John,
can I ask you one question?
Yes, sir.
Have you submitted your property for city inspections?
All my properties are inspected, Mr. Williams.
So inspected by who, sir?
By the county and the city, sir.
Sir, I'm not going to call you a liar. The truth ain't in you, though. Not on this. John, please.
You,
this Kim, man. This me, dog.
Mr. Wade.
John. John.
Let me explain something to you.
Are you on a cell phone? Are you on a cell phone?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mr.
Because if you're on a landline, I got to let you go because lightning might strike
you know
this copper.
One thing I understand is neighborhood and community. And community means making sure that we all.
So why are you a landlord? Why are you over there with those people? You do the same thing with Democrats, sir. You hang out with the worst people.
So you're saying Barack Obama is a terrible president?
Oh, he was the worst president and a terrible individual.
Let me explain something to you. Barack Obama was the greatest president probably in the last 50 years.
He ruined the White House. It's slum property now. Look what Joe Biden, they got perverts living in there, drunks, crackheads, meth heads. Jeez. When Trump was in there, it was like a palace.
Let's clear something up, Mr. Wade. Donald Trump, he is basically trying to tell everybody that he is being railroaded, but he keeps forgetting that he's committed fraud. He committed fraud, Mr. Wade.
Where, sir?
He lied. He paid Stormy Daniels $150,000 to be quiet about his illicit, tawdry affair, sir.
Well, guess what, sir? Whoa. Pump your brakes. Here's the thing, John. And turns out, evidence has come out, testimony has come out, that Michael Avenatti said that Mike Cohen, the instigator of this allegation against our beloved president, Donald J. Trump, who, by the way, is a real president, was having a six-year affair with the Stormy, and they blamed Donald Trump in an attempt to extort him. Folks, Donald Trump is going to walk free of these charges again.
And you believe that?
Sir, yes, I believe that.
You have taken accounting 101, sir.
Sir,
right?
Michael Avenatti, he's in jail for lying, swindling his clients. Michael Cohen went to jail for lying and swindling. And Donald J. Trump is the victim of both of these Democrats.
And guess what?
Heads.
And guess what?
Sir.
Navarro went to jail. Who's the other guy?
And what did he go to jail for, sir?
They went to jail for, let me see, I think he was stealing campaign funds.
Well, you're wrong again, sir. So you call this station to get right, okay? I'm going to correct you, sir. He was put in jail for contempt of Congress, sir.
No, I'm not talking about that guy. Look, go back, and the guy that had the $100,000 suits, $500,000 worth of clothes.
He was railroaded because he would not roll. He would not snitch or lie on Donald Trump, sir.
Paul Manafort
was railroaded, but he was a man. He stood up and said, "I will not lie."
I'll tell you what, he'll be a man in an orange jumpsuit. He'll be a man, or maybe he'll be somebody.
He's already done his time, sir. Donald Trump pardoned him, sir.
Okay, well, let me clear this up. Donald Trump surrounds himself with criminals, and you applaud that, but you're supposed to be a law and order party. But this man lies,
sir.
Cheats on his wife.
Sir, you are a Democrat. You are engulfed in sin, criminals, murderers, abortionists, baby killers, pedophiles. Sir, how could you even form your mouth to accuse someone else of being in bad company?
Do you know that Donald Trump had investments in abortion clinics?
I did not, sir.
I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I don't, and I don't believe you telling me that.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Receipts, please.
You don't believe you.
Do you have any receipts? Okay, tell us where to go find this information, sir.
I'll tell you what. Ask him to open up his account.
Oh, ask him. Ask him. So where'd you get this information from? Did you hear from WYAB?
No, Mr.
That is not true, sir.
Democrat. Mr. Wade.
John. You will lift up your eyes from hell, sir, if you do not repent and quit talking. You saw what happened to Barbara Mike.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when Donald Trump was for abortion?
No.
Okay, well, see, that's what I'm saying. You obviously have not paid attention to who you're voting for. This man was for abortion before he was against it.
Okay, so in other words, he got it right, and now you have a problem with it. Now you got Joe Biden, who has never gotten it right, and you love him. John, what's wrong with you?
The Trump family, they were invested in abortion clinics.
I know, but there's no receipts. There's no evidence of it. Because if it was, they would have had it in front page headline, sir.
We already told you the man was a fraud.
Sir, that's your accusation, John. You also told us that you did 30, 40 years in the military. There's no evidence of it. You said you're a landlord. You say you exist. I have never seen you, sir. You said that I thought I saw you at the rally at the state capitol. You said that was not you.
That was not me, sir. But I'll tell you where you have seen me, Mr.
Little pudgy-looking guy, looked like Big Top, the guy used to sell hamburgers with the Ronald Reagan headset.
I'm going to tell you where you saw me at, Mr. Wade.
Where?
You used to eat at the Country Fisherman, Mr. Wade.
Yes.
You used to be over there on 80, eating at the Country Fisherman. And this was years. This was probably 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004 sometimes.
That is correct.
Over there.
Now, you used to eat there at the left church, yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, so sometimes you would eat there at lunch sometimes during the week.
Yeah, maybe so. I was not a regular, but I did eat there at lunch.
Well, sir, you're
just like Thomas. Thomas said he was in the same room with me, but he was afraid to even touch the hem of my garment because he was afraid of getting slapped.
No, and what's interesting is you knew some of the same people that I knew, so, you know, there was...
Well, then I'm going to hell. Oh, my God.
You knew some of the same
people. I got to repent. I'll sin no more, Lord. I got to take a break, too. Got to go. Bye. All right, folks, we're back. You know, here's the deal. We are being poorly served by this everything's racism crap. Redlining is not an issue anymore. Like I said, the things that black politicians are doing who are Democrats to keep you from venturing over to the other side, it's hurting us economically. This is what I'm trying to explain to you about any candidacy that is offered up. I want you to, if we don't get this right, we're never going to have any economic. You're wasting your time. Any areas where there's a large voting age black Democrats, it's not going to be prosperous. Because how we see the world. And then we trained our kids to see racism in everything when, in essence, there's actually opportunity in everything. And yet the racist white Democrats who don't want the community to grow make you feel good about your supposed antennas being able to identify racism behind every damn tree, blade of grass, or everything. It's foolishness. And it's killing us. It is not redlining. If you want to talk about mortgage redlining and credit, you need to go talk to the people who run TransUnion, a big Democrat, the Pritzkers, the ones who put Barack Obama before the nation, who funded his campaign. Equifax, Experian. It ain't the mortgage companies. You created your credit report. You the one spent money on miscellaneous consumer items like wigs, toenails, fingernails, tifuses, grills, hats, matching tennis shoes, and you didn't spend money on things that you needed or paying the bill on time. If we would cut the crap, see, sit back and think about this here. Many of you who have traveled, probably more than I have, outside the country, you've seen poverty. what makes America, and I mentioned this before, is our infrastructure. The roads, the trains, the airplanes, and then this country being blessed with all these waterways. It points out that if you look at all the waterways just along the coast of America, from California all the way up to the east coast of Maine, and we got all these inland islands on the Gulf Coast that allow us to move cargo ships without getting out in the open ocean and transport goods and services. Excuse me. Guys, we're blessed. But this conversation that's constantly preached over black people, in the face of all this opportunity, all we're doing is just pissing everybody off and wasting resources. This is what, when you hear me talk about running for mayor, hey, I don't want that damn job. I don't want it. I don't lust for it, but I'm tired of all this opportunity being wasted by these blacks who think they're being deep by trying to point out foolishness like this redlining in breast cancer. And then Dr. Dobbs up there clapping his hand. This is foolishness. And see, you can't even get to the part of building a community because you got to spend half a damn day arguing with the blacks in the group about racism. Do you know how tired people are of this bull? That's why I said if I became mayor, I promise you we ain't doing that crap. I don't give a, you can wear your dashikis to work all, you can plait your hair up, have it stand on your head like Stymie. I don't give a damn. You better do your job. Wasting all this time and resources like you the first generation discovered racism. You the beneficiaries of what everybody else done suffered from. I'm just sick of it. I am sick of it. And this is why I keep telling to the guilt-ridden white folks out there, you keep making this harder. You done raised kids before. And there are times you have to discipline that child as much as you don't want to, as much as it pains you, but you have to do it to help that child grow. It's no different than burping a baby when you're feeding them milk, feeding them formula. You're doing it for the good. And yet you do good white folks out there who won't let black folks see the reality of life. And then those who try to get them to see the reality of life, like myself, oh, don't want to be associated with him. And so we're just doing this kabuki dance every damn day. That's why I said my approach to running for mayor, I'm looking for 50 plus one, if there be such number, of people who just want the city to work. Because what I'm seeing is, with the guilt-ridden white, you're no different than the blacks who scream racism. You got to have your worldview assuaged before you let anything go forward. And yet, you can go right across the river to Pearl, to Jake Windham's territory, down Lakeland to Flowood, to Mayor, or whatever his name is down there, Madison, all these other Ridgeland and all these surrounding communities, Byram, and see that you can get economic development going. But we can't do it because we got to deal with 8 hours of black crap. For 4 years, I promise you, we will not do it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We're going to fix things that are broke. We're going to stabilize things that are shaky, and we're going to run off the trifling. Because you know how we're going to run them off? We're going to make them do their job. And you will get hired on merit. I'm telling you now, the goal is we're going to build from the prosperity, from the prosperous places that we do have, and grow it out from there. We are not going to deal with the low-end losers who all they do is complain about race or poverty. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. What you need to do is get you another class of friends, move churches. Somebody's preaching poverty into your life. We're going to lift the gaze of those who want their gaze lifted. But the biggest threat that I have in terms of people don't agree with what I'm saying is coming from guilt-ridden whites, racist blacks, the black for a living folks, the free to land folks, and the set-aside folks. And to the set-aside folks, brother, ain't nobody trying to stop y'all from getting your hustle on. You're the one who's saying that you're qualified to do the job. You have the skill set, yada, yada, yada. And all you need is what? Money? And we got all these blacks out here buying Maybachs? $800,000 for a car? And yet they scream, brother man, brother man, brother man, but they won't lend a brother man $50,000 for the bond? I'm going to make everybody put up a shut up. Because I don't owe you crap. I don't care about you being discriminated. You can't even prove it. In fact, I'm telling you now, to those of you who love this set-aside program the city got working, have in place, you better make sure your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. Because I already know you ain't operating according to the law. And all we're doing is bringing back some sanity to it. And you telling us we can't even have that. And I'm noticing anything we want, we can't have. But anything you want, damn it, you're going to get it at anybody's cost. And I'm thinking, I don't think I'm into this. So I'm pushing back. And I'm asking you, won't you join me? Won't you come? 50 plus one, baby. You ain't got to like me. I'm telling you, I'm not running as a personality. Don't vote for Kim Wade. Vote for the program that I'm pushing. We're going to a regional government here in Jackson. We're going to work with those counties and cities around us so we can have the things we need, because we don't have the rooftops and the population to do it on our own anymore, because those Negroes wasted all that opportunity being black. Now, I don't know why we can't run this ball right up the middle. New Orleans done fumbled the bag. Memphis done fumbled the bag. Atlanta done fumbled the bag. Going to Monroe and Shreveport. Folks, if we develop Jackson and make it a destination place, not only because it'll be a nice place to come to, but you got blacks down here who got a municipality operating in the black. They got places where anybody of any color can go and enjoy a weekend in Jackson. Why I got to argue with you about trying to have something like that? I'm looking for 50 plus one. Kim, I don't think you had the capabilities to do. I don't. I never said I did. But what I do have is integrity. That crap they did with this garbage contract, that crap they did with the water meters, I'll never do nothing like that. I ain't taking a dime, and I'm not going to let them take a dime. There's plenty of work to be done, plenty of money to be made. These folks are stealing, and they're doing it in the name of blackness. I promise you I'll break this crap up at the door. Let's take a break. All right. Got an email from someone who was saying, look, listening regarding selling houses, I sold my house in Western State using REMAX. I was told to stage my house. We did. The house sold in 1 week. Folks, everything. See, black folks are just, and our kids have been fed this crap in the face of all this opportunity. It makes no sense. It's like this DEI. We weren't even talking about DEI 2 or 3 years ago. CRT, they just make this crap up. Do you know why DEI and affirmative action and CRT is so important? Because they don't intend to educate the mass of black people. And so they're going to force companies to take at least 10%. And this 10% pretty much represents the talented 10th that Du Bois talked about. So when you push DEI fervently, all you're doing is making sure that the schools will never educate your kids. These people are evil. This is why I say to the black church, dude, if you're going to be over there, how come I can't see no evidence of this salt, bro? Because you are a respecter of persons. You're under demonic influence. You don't have the courage of your convictions. I'm not trying to put you down. Bro, I'm sitting there looking at you. You spewing estrogen like we had a baby shower. I can't stand weak men. You know that. What is wrong with y'all? We're going to take a break. Be back in 22 hours. See you on the radio. Peace.
Nuka. Nuka. Nuka.